Namia Ndlovu continued with her cross-examination, and today the basic cross-examination was around the death of her niece, Sanele Moto. And we do know that Moto did live with Ndlovu following her release from the Tembisa Hospital after she was involved in a small accident with a bicycle. So basically what happened was that she told the court that she is in fact not responsible for the death of Moto, and that on the night of her death, she actually rushed her to the Aardvark Hospital in Kempton Park because she was concerned for her health after she said that she was in severe pain. However, upon arrival to hospital, she was actually declared dead. Then she then basically went on in regards to the cross-examination regarding her boyfriend at the time, who was Maurice Mabaso. And the state then actually went straight to the crux of it, where they told the court, as well as Ndlovu, that, you know, she received more than 500 rand following the mysterious death of Mabaso. The state prosecutor then went on to clarify that she actually received 416,000 rand from a number of insurance policy payouts, as well as a further 115,000 rand from the American embassy where Mabaso was employed. She also then went on to say that following his death, Ndlovu also received a further 750 rand a month for the care of a child from a trust account. And then going on to proceedings, she is now being cross-examined as to the exact details as to how she found out about the death of Mabaso.
That, of course, and she, of course, claims that she was also coached, Sashen. Did anything more center around that? Because in that video that has since gone viral, I don't know if that has been admitted in court. You can perhaps tell us if you know about that, if that's admissible. But in it, she very clearly speaks to how she expects this hit to be carried out on her sister and the sister's five children, basically saying to the alleged hitman that unfortunately the children will just have to be collateral damage. Of course, not in those words, but that's what it meant. So was anything more said about that?
Well, Sakita, that is correct. That is the exact details of what she said in that video. However, from today's proceedings, there wasn't anything that really focused on the video itself. Today only focused on the death of her niece as well as her boyfriend. We do know that this case is going to go on for several more days. So hopefully during those coming appearances, you know, more light will be shed on that exact video.
And Sashen, of course, we saw last week very erratic behavior. What was she like today?
Well, today coming out of the docks, she was actually looking quite ill, or she was actually looking, you know, like she was injured at first. However, when we actually heard exactly what was the case, when she eventually ended up getting into the dock, was that she said that she was suffering from hypertension as well as, you know, a high fever. She was sweating and so on. And that's because her legs were in shackles. And today is the first time that she actually appeared in court in shackles. And when we heard the reason behind this, it was because of her erratic behavior during previous court appearances, you know, where she threatened journalists, where she threw, you know, food items at journalists. She swore at journalists. So today precautions were made that she would be in leg irons, so she actually couldn't behave in such a manner. So following that, she said she couldn't testify because of how she was feeling. However, the presiding judge in the matter said that, you know, he can't afford any more delays in the case, and he then ordered court orderlies to loosen up the shackles on her legs. And the state prosecutor said that they cannot take it fully due to her previous behavior.
Well, Sashen, thanks so much for the update. Our reporter, Sashen Naidu, who is at the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court, the High Court, of course, sitting in that court. So that's the latest coming out of that trial of ex-police officer Nomia Ndlovu.